Hello, and welcome to Thing of the Week, a podcast where two nudes oh my god, I did it again.
We're doing it live. Fuck it. You can find us every Monday, almost, on Apple Podcast, Breaker, Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Copy RSS at noon Central Time, except when we don't upload, like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How's it going, Nick?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad. I was on vacation last week, and... You know, I was planning on being able to record when I got home, but I was too fucking tired, and so I took a nap instead. So that's why we didn't have an episode last week. I don't remember what happened the week before.
I think you went somewhere and you got back really late and you didn't have the energy for it.
Oh.
Or am I thinking of, I don't know.
That was last week. Ah, who knows, whatever. Either way, we are here now. So
yeah, we're not getting paid to do this.
No. Oh god, no. No. We would have been fired a long time ago.
By ourselves.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I would fire me.
Would we fire ourselves or will we fire each other?
I wouldn't fire you. That's the thing. I would fire me. Would you fire me?
I think I'd fire me.
Okay. So we probably have to fire each other or fire ourselves, otherwise neither one of us will get the job done.
Yeah. Who's bringing the lighter?
I have a few.
For the fire. There it is.
Let's do it.
All right, now someone play a power ballad. Bye-bye, little Sebastian.
There he is. Okay, yeah. Yeah, there we go. I was going to say I can't even think of a power ballad that I like. I'm sure there are some, but like...
That's a good thing I have the best power ballad ever written
that's
just
pretty
on
much,
the top of my head.
That's pretty much the best one. Yeah, no. It really doesn't get
it's
any
like,
better than that.
It's like Candle in the Wind, but 5,000 times better.
Yeah, 5,000 times better, because it's about a little horse.
That's why it's called 5,000 Candles in the Wind.
Yeah. Oh my god, I haven't watched that show in so long. Oh my god.
Me neither. And I would love to, but it's not on Netflix anymore. It's on fucking P-Dick.
On P-Dick. So here's the thing about P-Dick. Is that depending on what happens in the next year, I might actually wind up having to get a subscription for a little while.
Really?
Because one of my favorite podcasts is The Adventure Zone, and I've told you about it before. It's a actual play D&D podcast, and the first campaign is currently in the middle of being adapted into a graphic novel. Which has actually turned out really good.
Okay.
And there's a deal with NBC now, and they've hired a director for an animated series for Peacock based on the first campaign of The Adventure Zone.
Interesting.
So if that happens, I have to get Peacock because, like, I adore this show, and I think it's a wonderful story, and so I have to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I, as much as I dread every single network starting their own streaming service and everything that comes along with that, if you're gonna strand The Office and Parks and Rec on their own streaming service, then at least offer some other content on there that I'm interested in. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, they have to kind of dangle a carrot in front of me for that. It would be nice to have like constant access to like all the Saturday Night Lives and all of that kind of stuff and The Office and Parks and Rec and all of that. But yeah, no, it's not worth paying for on a regular basis because I'm not going to watch it on a regular basis. Yeah. So, what's new?
I have a thing of the week that's new.
Ooh. What's your thing of the week?
We're not flying by the seat of our pants this week.
No, not
this
time.
We will. We are, but it's a more structured flying by the seat of our pants.
We have yeah.
My thing of the week is that'd be the perfect time to fart, but I don't have one.
Oh no, that would have been great. Yeah.
My thing of the week is an album, a musical album.
Ooh.
There's a previous episode where I told you about a guy who does a lot of cover songs, and he's on YouTube. He did an entire Pokemon album. His name is Jonathan Young.
Yes.
And the Pokemon album's called Pokejohn, and it fucking slaps. It's so good. And I'm a big fan of his other covers. Like, he's done a bunch of Disney covers and things like that. And I was listening to a podcast recently. It's a podcast that I listen to anyway, but he happens to be friends with one of the hosts. And he was on the podcast promoting his new album. And it's an original album. And basically, the philosophy behind this album was that he was getting kind of tired of how metal bands tend to take themselves really seriously. And all their songs about, like, anger and fighting and drugs. And it's just the same things. And, like, they're too afraid to use synths because, you know, people will call them gay or something.
Right.
So he wrote an album, an original album, called Starship Velociraptor. And
I already love it.
It's full of, like, synths and stuff. It's actually very, like, prog rock, sort of. All the songs are about, like, spaceships and sword fights and pirates and things. It's nice. It's super fun. It's absolutely packed full of bangers. And I cannot recommend this album enough. Track two is called Best Band in the Universe. And it's a, and like the chorus goes, I'm spacing on the lyrics right now. Hold up, Best Band in the Universe lyrics. All right. So the first verse is, "Now I'm about to introduce myself because you clearly have good taste. We're a heavy fucking metal band from outer fucking space. Our drummer is a fucking alien. Our guitarist a machine. And they're about to play the sickest riff you've ever fucking seen."
That's brilliant. I absolutely love that. Yeah, I need to listen to that album.
And I'm not going to go track by track, but there's one other song I wanted to call out. It's called Man the Cannons, and it's kind of been inspired by this, like, sea shanty thing that's been going around.
Yeah, yeah.
I say that like it's a 24-hour stomach bug or something. It starts off with just this absolutely filthy guitar riff. You remember when I sent you the other day, I sent you that Trump picture where he's like super frowning, and I was like, when the riff is extra filthy or something.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's the exact face I made.
Nice.
When I heard this riff.
Okay, excellent.
Anyway, so that's my pitch. Go listen to Starship Velociraptor by Jonathan Young.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Is it like on Spotify?
It is.
Okay, perfect. That makes things much easier for me. And I have some driving to do today, which is the perfect time.
Oh, awesome.
I have actually been kind of sort of trying to take steps to listen to different things, because I kind of feel like both in terms of like listening to and writing music, I kind of have been stuck in doing the same thing for a while, and I'm kind of trying to break that habit, you know? And
that's me sending you the link.
Oh, okay. I've been kind of trying to... So here's the thing, right? Like, this is kind of the first time in a while that, like, things are going, like, really well for me, and I'm actually, like, super happy in my life, which is great.
That's good.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. All of my writing, I've learned how to pull from the not-so-great parts. So now I have to kind of learn how to write about my life now without just writing a whole bunch of cheesy happy my happy songs, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of just going really weird and out there and like messing around with like a lot of weird like poly rhythms and stuff like that. So that's been kind of fun. But anyway, what I mean to say is that album will be interesting to listen to in the kind of just trying to break out of the patterns thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you'll like this. As someone who appreciates prog rock, I think there's enough of that. I'm not going to say this is, you know, like Scenes from a Memory, you know?
No, God, no. Yeah.
But I think there's enough of that that it'll scratch
that.
that itch.
Yeah.
If that itch exists.
Oh, usually. It's usually back there somewhere, you know.
I don't know. Or maybe you'll hate the album. That's okay, too.
You know, but. I probably won't. Usually you and I agree on music pretty thoroughly. I'm not sure there's a band that you and I disagree on.
I don't know. Maybe there's like some pop punk band I like that you're not too keen on, but we never have like spiteful disagreements.
Honestly, though, like I've kind of come around on pretty much all pop punk. The older I get, the more that kind of like gatekeeper attitude really kind of pisses me off. And so I kind of try to like, you know.
For sure. Same.
It's, you know, look, man, good music is good music, and it doesn't matter if it's kind of poppy or whatever. Like, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I feel like there might be some more hardcore or like, yeah, some more hardcore kind of stuff that I like that you might not like.
Probably. You're definitely more into like the hardcore punk scene than I am.
Right.
Things like Bad Religion, I never really got that into. Although I very much appreciate them.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
They're more your thing than my thing.
Definitely more up my alley. I also kind of tend to like things I like things a little bit more raw sometimes than I think you do.
Yeah, you like it raw.
Yeah, I do like it raw. Yeah. 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 No, I can't remember. Oh, I was going to ask if you have an opinion on the band Rancid.
Not really. I guess my opinion is similar to that of Bad Religion, which is that they kind of occupy this segment of the musical spectrum that I don't really live in. So I can't form an informed opinion on them. Anything I've heard has been like I appreciate it, but it's not really my thing.
Yeah. All right. So basically I was just more curious if you've heard it and what you thought, because there tends to be strong reactions when that band comes up to people who don't normally listen to that kind of music.
Yeah.
Mainly just because of how bad of a singer Tim is.
The first time I ever saw Rise Against live, they were actually opening for Rancid at Summerfest in Milwaukee.
Shit. Okay, nice. Yeah.
I didn't really get to see Rancid, though.
Oh, okay.
I kind of just came there for Rise Against
live. You weren't there for Rancid, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I've done that so many times. What band did we go see that was playing with Symphony X? They were the headliner, and we basically left like as soon as they started.
Evidence. Overkill?
Yeah, that's who it was. Oh wow, that was a peak. Yeah.
I think we stuck around for most of Overkill, though.
Did we watch the whole thing? What was I thinking?
Yeah. Because Overkill was playing when the singer from Symphony X walked past us and we got a picture with him.
Yes, that you're right. No, what I was thinking of is the time that me and my friend went to go see Anti-Flag and Real Big Fish.
That's a lineup.
That's the weirdest. Well, I think the whole thing was that there
those are two bands.
I think the whole premise of the show was that they're two bands from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So we got there really late and only caught like the last little bit of Anti-Flag, which sucks because that's the whole reason we went. I love that band.
Okay.
But then we went and did the meet and greet. I met a couple of the guys from the band, which was super cool, except I didn't get to meet Chris number two, which is unfortunate because he's, well, you know. Anyway.
Was he taking a number two?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. I always liked that that's his name, though. He's basically Chris Poop. Yeah. Yeah. But, so then we went back out and Real Big Fish came on, and I don't know about you, but my relationship to Real Big Fish is that there are really two songs that I care about, and that's their cover of Take on Me and the song Sellout. So basically they're two big hits. Those are the only two songs I know or care about, and I'm not really super into Real Big Fish. So okay. they came out, they played those two songs right at the beginning of the set. and then me and my friend left right after.
It's like, well, those are the songs we came for.
It's like, well, those are literally the only two Real Big Fish songs I know, so let's scoot. And that was it.
Were you there when we saw Kansas play at some festival?
No.
Back in, like, middle school or something?
No, I definitely would have remembered seeing Kansas.
Yeah, so you'll recall, we used to hang out with this guy named Zach.
Yeah.
And I remember going to some festival, and Kansas was playing. And we were there to hear Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yeah.
And we sat through, like, an hour and a half worth of songs that were not Carry On My Wayward Son. And right. We were like, let's just leave.
Yeah.
So we didn't even hear Carry On My Wayward Son. That was probably... That's probably the encore.
Oh, well, yeah, almost definitely. That's how they get people to stay for the whole show. Oh, yeah, no, I don't think I would have done that either. I mean, Kansas is a fine band, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to call them a prog rock band. They kind of were for a little while.
Yeah.
But, you know, they kind of slid more into the arena rock kind of thing, which is, you know, not a fine thing to do. It's just not what I'm interested in.
Yeah. Did they do Dust in the Wind? Was that them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Kansas. Right. Yeah.
Cool. I just really wanted to be able to say that I know more than one Kansas song.
Yeah. No, that's good. You know, it's good to know more than one Kansas song. That was probably the encore, actually.
Yeah.
Because I bet it was... All dark.
I specifically remember that song was in some car commercial like 15 years ago.
I mean,
that's where I know it from.
A lot of commercials, but yeah. I figured you would have known it from, what the hell is that Will Ferrell movie where he sings it?
Old School?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, You're My Boy, Blue.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sweet. I just guessed it on the first try.
Oh, yeah, no, you got it, yeah. You could have not said that last sentence and made it sound like you were way smarter than you are.
That would be disingenuous.
It's true. Okay, fair, I guess. Honesty is true. Being real. All of that good old stuff.
But you know what, though? When sometimes Steph Curry sinks a three he doesn't think he's going to make, and he's just got to roll with it.
Yeah. He's going to be like, yeah, no, I meant to do that. It's true. Sometimes you drop your phone and kick it way up in the air and then somehow manage to also catch it and then pretend like that's exactly what you were trying to do the whole time.
See, I've seen, you know, drop the phone and then you're like, oh no, it's going to break. Got to like protect it from the ground a little bit with my foot and then you just punt it across the room. But I've never seen like drop it, kick it, catch it. I've never seen that.
Oh yeah, no. I did that once, I think. I landed like on top of my foot and I went whink and grabbed it. And of course I didn't mean to do any of that. That was all complete luck, but hey.
Yeah, that's where you just maintain composure and say like just like I planned it and then you leave, you go to the bathroom or something and then you go, "Ooh, I did it."
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, maybe don't even say just like I planned it. Maybe just walk out of the room wordlessly.
Love it.
Because I don't know about you, but like I wouldn't be able to play it cool. The second I open my mouth, I would start like giggling or something.
I rarely play anything cool.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm capable of it.
I'm borderline not capable of it.
Yeah. How often, if you buy a gift for your wife, how often can you keep it a secret for more than like a day?
I think that when it comes to buying gifts, that's like the one thing that I'm good at being.
Okay.
It's the one area where I'm good at being deceptive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm awful. I'm terrible about it, but yeah.
I think it was like 3 years ago. I bought Mel. Oops, just punched the mic.
Way to go.
It was like 3 years ago for Christmas. I bought Mel an Olympic barbell and a bunch of weights. And I managed to hide it in the basement of our very small condo for weeks without her finding anything. Wow. And like a lot of the stuff had like pictures on the side of the box.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if she found it, she'd know immediately what it was. But I right. had to, like, I worked close enough to home that I could just come home at lunch and, like, grab the boxes and bring them inside and hide them.
Yeah, you could run interference.
Yeah. And then, like, Christmas morning, we were at her parents' house, and I drove home. I got up at, like, 6 a.m. I drove home, set everything up, drove back.
Oh, God.
To her parents' house. Dedicated. I don't know how I pulled that off, but...
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, because, you know, like, love. Like, I try not to be too cheesy, but, like, and sanctimonious, or, like, you know, emotional, but love, right? Like, that's why you did that.
I can lie for love, I guess.
Or love for lies? Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
It just means you're a sociopath or a pathological liar or something.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything resembling a thing of the week?
Not really. I mean, I went on my little weekend getaway last weekend, and that was pretty fun.
Okay.
But, like, nothing super interesting. I mean, just kind of about, like, the travel experience, and just basically didn't realize how badly I needed a vacation. But, we stayed on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, like, right across mm-hmm. from the park. And so...
Awesome.
That Saturday, we walked around and went to the museums and all kinds of stuff, and like wound up walking like 8 or 10 miles, you know, throughout the entire day. So that was exhausting.
Which museums did you go to?
Well, we went to the Field Museum first because it was open okay. and we could get in. Like, we got there like right as soon as they opened, mm-hmm. and that was great. That's always great. I love going to the Field Museum.
Okay.
Then we attempted to go to the aquarium, which was sold out, which is unfortunate because actually the aquarium and the planetarium were the two things I wanted to do, and they were both either closed or sold out the whole time.
Okay.
So basically we went to the Field Museum and the Museum of Science and Industry.
Those are good choices.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I weirdly enough never been to the Museum of Science and Industry in all my life. Despite who
oh, really?
I am and the interests that I have. So that was really cool because I got to see like the Apollo 8 capsule that they have there.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of the space stuff was really cool. Like, that was really the main reason I wanted to go, was to look at the space stuff and the Apollo stuff.
Yeah. MSI is really cool. I guess my one complaint about it is that like you could go like 5 or 10 years apart and not much would change.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only... complaint I have about it, really. It is a really cool museum. When I was splitting Blackhawks season tickets with a friend of mine a couple of years ago, he gave me an invite to the season ticket holder party one year, and it was hosted at the Museum of Science and Industry.
Okay.
So that was really cool. I mostly just waited in line.
Yeah,
which wasn't super fun, but I did get autographs from Brent Seabrook, Patrick Sharp, Dennis Gilbert, and Alex Nylander.
Excellent, excellent.
So yeah,
so that's cool. Pretty cool. Yeah, I actually think I remember you talking about that at one point. You were posting about it on Facebook, but I have a feeling I feel like I remember that. Particular event.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool. I don't know if I'd go back and do it again, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I get why he went one year and then offered the season ticket holder party tickets
to
someone else the next
year. Oh, yeah. 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 Well, even, yeah, like kind of in that same spirit, like we've also decided, you know, we had a lot of fun with this trip and it was really great. But our next trip, our next vacation is definitely going to be a more, cabin in the woods oriented, getaway.
Yeah.
You know, it was really fun getting to pretend like we were people who have the energy to be in the city, but now it's going to be fun to pretend that we, you know, can actually live in a cabin and survive. So,
yeah, I wonder where I'm going to go for my next trip. You know, because I haven't traveled anywhere for over a year.
Yes.
I was actually thinking that maybe we could go to Seattle and we could watch the home opener for the Seattle Kraken. Their first home opener.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. I want to go to Oregon. Somewhere in Oregon. I don't know where yet, but that's kind of like the long-term vacation goal.
Okay.
So
I mean, there's Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that and kind of maybe some more less city-based things, you know.
We want to be in, check out like the forests.
We want to be in the forests and the woods and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't think of. Yeah.
I wanted to say rural, but that's not right. But
yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Pacific Northwest I hear is really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of my understanding as well.
Yeah. No, that would be really cool. That or Washington, State.
Really, kind of. Oh, hell, what's? Yeah. I think that is the. Yeah, Washington's the one that's all the way up there.
If you got a passport, maybe go to, like, what is it? British Columbia? Is that where Vancouver is?
See, I was going to, say what you just said, but I didn't because I don't know.
I think it's British Columbia.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know no Canada. You've been to Canada. I haven't.
I've never been to Canada.
I thought you went to a hockey game in Canada.
I did not.
Oh.
I went to a hockey game in Detroit, which is like right across the river from Canada.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking. Huh. Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, one of these days I'll get up to the other. I think there's 7 teams that are in Canada right now.
So,
one of these days I'll get around to see them all.
Oh, yeah. You'll get there. Oh, yeah.
So I think we have a podcast. All right. So let's put a bow on this baby. I almost said bitch, but that felt maybe a little aggressive.
I wish you would have went with that, because let's put a bow on this bitch is pretty satisfying.
Yeah. Bitch is just one of those words. Like, bitch and fuck. Like, they hit right, you know?
They're just percussive enough, but not, like, you know, yeah.
Percussive is a good word. Like, you say bitch, and it's got the buh, and then the ch, and then it just...
Bam!
Perfection.
Right in the
chef's
face.
Chef's kiss.
Mwah.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening to Thing of the Week with Luke and Nick. You can find us most Mondays at noon Central Time on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts. I should have inhaled before I started. Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Copy RSS. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye. We'll be right back.